We're discussing the role of naturopathic medicine in healthcare on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Kent. Governor Evers signed a bill into law recently that recognizes and regulates naturopathic medicine in Wisconsin, creating two new licensing categories for the occupation and an examining board. Do you see a naturopathic doctor? What is that like? Did it help alleviate pain or other issues? Physicians, what are your thoughts on having naturopathic colleagues? 800-642-1234. Dr. David Kiefer is a clinical assistant professor in the UW Department of Family Medicine and Community Health and the medical director of the Integrative Health Consult Clinic at UW Health. Specializes in family and herbal medicine and ethnobotany. Dr. Kiefer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's start with hearing how you define naturopathic medicine. What does it mean through your eyes?
Right. What it means through my eyes is in line with what the American Association for Naturopathic Doctors has put together. It's different approaches to health and healing, such as taking a preventive approach to people's health and a do not harm approach, very similar to our medical doctor training, looking for the causes of illness and thinking about treatments that might be useful from an evidence-based perspective. So it feels very holistic, using some of the natural therapies that are out there.
How might it differ then from homeopathic medicine?
Right, homeopathic medicine is a very specific approach to healing using homeopathic remedies. These are, you might see them in health food stores or natural pharmacies, let's say. These are small little, bottles or canisters that have treatments in them of various substances that have been diluted down significantly. They might have an origin in natural products, but it's a whole different category of medicines than what we talk about when we think about naturopathic medicine.
Under what circumstances, then, would you seek out naturopathic medicine? When would you seek it out?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. I think similar to our consult clinic at UW Health, where we do integrative health, we accept patients that have explored, conventional therapies. They may or maybe looking for something that aligns more with their viewpoint or something that doesn't have as many side effects, let's say, or maybe they've tried all of the recommended conventional treatments and they still have some symptoms. They're looking for something more. And that something more might involve herbal remedies, might involve a deep dive into lifestyle change from exercise or mind-body medicine or nutrition. So you might start to look elsewhere for those therapies, and that might take you to a naturopathic doctor's office.
Can you explain the education and training that comes into being a naturopathic doctor? What does that entail?
Naturopathic doctors, especially the naturopathic doctors that we're talking about that are licensable, that will be able to get a license through this new medical board.
Licensable. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I needed to figure out how to spell that. I must have pronounced it.
We love words here, so carry on.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or maybe we could say medically trained naturopathic doctors. Attended a medical school, and there are several medical schools in North America, two in Canada, and six, I think, in the United States. These are four-year universities. And I taught at one of them for a while when I was living in Washington State, in Seattle, Washington. Bastyr University is its name. So students go through a lot of the same classes that MD medical students go through, from anatomy to physiology to learning about infectious disease and pharmacology. So some of the same classes, and then they branch out and also learn about herbal medicine. They may learn about homeopathy. They may learn about manipulation techniques that might overlap what we know from osteopathic physicians or chiropractors. There are probably elective classes at most of those universities for acupuncture. So learning about all these different possible therapies that in their future practices that they can offer. I was impressed. It's tough to learn the MD medical stuff and then have all of these other topics on board. So it was impressive to see the content that came out of those universities.
What are residencies like then?
Yeah, so residencies, when I was back in Seattle, Washington, say 10 years ago or so, not all students had access to residencies. I'm really not sure what the current situation is for residencies, but many would find a clinic and establish a residency with a practicing naturopathic doctor and work as an apprentice with them for a while. And that was formalized in some cases as a residency and other times as more of a informal apprentice. I think the residency offerings have expanded significantly in order to give those graduate students the chance to really hone their skills.
We're talking with Dr. David Kiefer, who is the medical director of the Integrative Health Consult Clinic at UW Health, specializing in family and herbal medicine. Do you visit a naturopathic doctor? What has that experience been like? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tina is joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Tina. What would you like to add?
Well, I just want to say that I lived in Seattle, Washington for 10 years in the 90s and was exposed to Bastyr College. And it was incredible because one of the philosophies as well is that disease and illness takes years of accumulation. And so going to a regular GP for that quick fix or that pill or that surgery is really archaic, that we should really take control of our own lives. Because if it takes years for that disease or that affliction to happen, it takes a long time for it to heal. And I have been looking for that in Wisconsin when I got back. I work at a school district, and preventative care is really just starting here, which I was actually kind of surprised. And I'm actually happy to hear about this because I tend to go that route. I'm more of a preventative person than a curative person, I guess.
Tina, thank you for those insights. Dr. Kiefer, you know, Tina, very much appreciative that this is coming to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I agree. The more healthcare providers that we have working on prevention and helping people to stay well rather than let diseases progress, I think the better. And certainly that falls on the shoulders of my MD colleagues as well. Like, we're all working to, you know, help prevent some of the offshoots of disease and maybe prevent it from starting to begin with. So I think, you know, the more of us that are working in this together in a collaborative way, I think it will help the people of Wisconsin.
Something along the lines that Tina might have gone to is, you know, I've heard that a mark of a naturopathic medicine provider is they spend more time in consultation with the patient than conventional physicians would. Is there anything to that?
I really like looking at the nature medicine principles about identifying and treating the root causes of things. And boy, sometimes it does take time. Like Tina mentioned, if an illness has been brewing for a while or symptoms have been around for a long time, when did they start and how did it get there? And what are some of the exacerbating factors? And I mean, it takes time to get to that. So in a typical primary care model where we don't have as much time to spend with patients, I mean, we can spread that out over time in a continuity fashion, but to sit with someone for an hour, we have that luxury in our consult clinic. And I find things that come up after 50 minutes that wouldn't come up after 10 minutes. So certainly there's an element of being able to have that time to build that provider-patient relationship. I think that's really powerful.
Bastyr University has come up in conversation here, where you're an adjunct faculty. You also have a medical license in Arizona and Wisconsin. How are models of naturopathic licenses different in other states?
Yeah, there's, I think, 20-something states that have licensure for naturopathic doctors. I'm not familiar with all the nuances in those states. What I can say, when I was in Washington, I really liked it. I liked being able to work side by side, in some cases, with naturopathic doctors. And we, you know, each knew the limits of our practices and we could refer back and forth. I'll never forget, there was one of our clinics, actually in my residency clinic, the 45th Street Clinic, which we stayed open one night a week and helped out the homeless youth population. And this boy came in and he had a skateboarding accident, had run into a pole, and it sounded terrible because Seattle's a hilly city. You can get a lot of speed on a skateboard. I'm not much of a skateboarder, but it sounded tough. And his knee hurt. And myself and as a resident at the time, and the attending physician examined him, and he had a clear injury of his ACL. So it was a tough injury, and his knee was really swollen. It looked terrible. So we were going to try to figure out how to get him surgery. But until then, I called in at that time my naturopathic colleagues and their residents and students, and they were able to help him in real time with some treatments to decrease the swelling and help with the pain. And some were the herbal topical treatments, and they may have even been able to do some acupuncture on the spot there. So it was just this neat collaborative model where we each had special knowledge and skills that was able to help a patient. So I envision similar type models here in Wisconsin now that we have the licensure going through.
Thank you for sharing that story. We have family medicine physician David Kiefer with us on the faculty of the UW Integrative Health Program at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Do naturopathic practitioners have a positive impact on the medical community? What questions do you have about it? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about naturopathy and the role of alternative medicine in healthcare on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. Governor Evers signed into law recently the creation of a new licensed occupation for naturopathic medicine with licensing oversight by an examining board. How do you feel about this? Do you fully embrace alternative medicine and healthcare, or do you have reservations? 800-642-1234. Family medicine physician David Kiefer is medical director of the Integrative Health Consult Clinic at UW Health with us for about 9 more minutes. Dr. Kiefer, let's dig into a couple conditions to explore. First, I'm wondering about is chronic pain. Can naturopathic medicine help people manage chronic pain without the use of, addictive opioids?
That's a great question, Kate. Thank you. A lot of us are struggling to help people with chronic pain. We see in a collaborative way with patients that might be also seen at the pain clinic at UW, patients in our integrative consult clinic. There are many different modalities that have the potential to work for people that don't involve opioids, and some of those remedies include the herbal medicines that we could kind of review, I guess, if we wanted to. And my naturopathic colleagues are really well versed in knowing about the dietary supplements that could be useful, that may have a more favorable side effect profile, and that can be useful for some folks. There are really interesting manipulative techniques that can work for people that have pain in specific places that some naturopathic doctors know how to use. And so, weaving in a variety of treatments might really be helpful for folks. I look forward to these collaborations to help all of those people out there that still have symptoms of pain despite receiving the most up-to-date conventional treatments.
Another area to explore is cardiovascular disease, because the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians claims on its, Institute for Natural Medicine that they can prevent and treat heart disease, which I believe is a really bold claim when heart disease kills one out of every four people in our country. What do you see there?
Boy, the more people, again, working on that diagnosis, those diagnoses, the better. There are lots of factors that go into cardiovascular disease, from family history and genetics to lifestyle that includes diet and our sedentary society now, that if we have more providers talking to people about those modifiable factors, including nutrition and lifestyle, boy, that would be fantastic. It's not easy to change one's diet. Here in Wisconsin, I grew up here and then was away on the West Coast for a while and came back, and there it's we've got certain food groups here that are emphasized that may not necessarily be the best for our coronary arteries. And so how we can work with patients in modifying that, it can take time. These are ways of eating and part of our culture, and there might be a middle road there that can help to mitigate some of those risks. So I think knowing what I know about the training that naturopathic doctors go through, really they would be a useful resource on the nutritional front, on helping people to understand safe exercise in coordination with the personal trainers and physical therapists that we have out there. So let's get everybody on board and work towards this, and maybe we can decrease those really horrible, I guess, the data that we have about heart attacks and cardiovascular deaths.
Dr. David Kiefer with us, clinical assistant professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, heads the Integrative Health Consult Clinic. You can join in 800-642-1234. Madeline is with us from De Pere. Madeline, hi, what's on your mind?
We have problems with the medical insurance and Medicare refusing to pay for this type of treatment. What can we do about that? Also, Lyme disease is an epidemic in many of our states, and Wisconsin is one of them. We're the fourth in the country with Lyme disease, and it becomes chronic. And you know, we need more to address this horrible condition.
Madeline, thank you. Bringing up two points there. First, though, insurance and who takes it for naturopathic medicine.
Yeah, thanks, Madeline. That one of the toughest parts of my job is with my colleagues reviewing the evidence out there for natural therapies and finding some that are effective. We might find acupuncture or particular herbals or massage therapy that might be useful in some cases, and then we can't get those paid for by people's insurance. Some of that is changing. One of the major insurances in the area is starting to cover acupuncture for some diagnoses, but that's the toughest thing, is to know about an effective treatment and then finding it difficult to get that covered. So I think the first step here, from my understanding of the way that this all works, is make sure that the licensure is in place.
Mm-hmm.
Have a medical examining board that oversees that. And then from there comes insurance coverage for the providers. So it's good for people to have malpractice insurance and the ability to get that. And then hopefully very quickly after that comes, from this recognition that these are useful therapies, that we get some insurance coverage. So I'm with you, Madeline, that if we can get that to happen, that will sure take away some of the financial struggles that my patients have in exploring various integrative therapies.
So right now patients would be paying out of pocket for naturopathic visits mostly?
You know, in Wisconsin, that probably is the case. Let's look ahead to other states, like in Washington state, where naturopathic doctors are licensed and have been licensed for a while and can serve as primary care providers. They were listed on many of the insurance providers out there. So I think that's what we're shooting for. And right now, I think probably it is, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I think most of that, those treatments are out of pocket at this point.
The Medical College of Wisconsin registered opposition to this law allowing naturopathic physicians to be licensed in Wisconsin. What are some concerns you're hearing out there about starting this licensing in our state?
Some of the concerns I could imagine are originating from just not understanding about the training. And also, I mean, there's a lot of the treatments that that we might recommend even in our integrative health consult clinic that overlap also with naturopathic doctors, that the evidence is there, and we just need to talk about how convincing that evidence is, how safe these therapies are. And sometimes they aren't safe, and we need to recognize the limits of these treatments and when they're appropriate and not appropriate. So as long as we are able to help with my colleagues understanding that is the decision-making that goes into naturopathic treatments, just like in integrative medicine, I think that'll really help. Really helping my colleagues to understand too that there are reputable sources for, let's say, dietary supplements. And that's one of the biggest concerns I hear is about the sourcing and the safety of the supplements that are out there. So that's just symbolic, I think, for understanding what's the evidence, what are the approaches. We're taking a risk-benefit approach to patient care, much in the way that myself as a family physician in a regular medical clinic would take. So the thinking and the approach to patient care is similar. Some of the treatments offered might seem a little bit different from a conventional practitioner. So I hope that answers your question. It's a little tough to explain.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Kiefer. Dr. David Kiefer, Clinical Assistant Professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. News update is next on the Ideas Network.